Over the last few weeks, the state has held hearings and workshops around New Hampshire to study whether its site evaluation committee needs an overhaul. And at recent hearings, critics have brought up one issue over and over: just who makes up the 15-member committee? The answer is the staff and heads of state agencies, like the Public Utilities Commission and the Departments of Environmental Services and Resources and Economic Development. Some people want that to change. Here's Joanna Toivison of Holderness speaking at a meeting in Plymouth.
Towns affected by a particular project, such as transmission towers and wind turbines, should have a greater say in establishing guidelines which protect its residents' health, well-being, and property values.
Senate Bill 99 calls for a wide-ranging review of the SEC, but Toivison is addressing the piece some, including opponents of Northern Pass and wind farms, have seized on. It calls for a look at the roles of participating municipalities and the public. Since the legislature formed the SEC in 1971, the state officials on the committee have had the authority to decide what's best for the general public and the greater good. The SEC is supposed to consider the concerns and wishes of citizens in various jurisdictions, but the towns and counties don't have an actual vote, and so some of these critics have been pointing to one state, Colorado. In Colorado, companies must get the permission of every county, city, and town a gas pipeline or electric transmission project passes through. That's a model Jim Danis likes. He's a Northern Pass opponent from Dalton.
Certainly in New Hampshire, with a strong tradition of local rights, it would be more appropriate to look for a creative solution that leaves authority in local towns and regions for the siting of these projects.
And local officials in Colorado like the system, too. Adams County Commissioner Eva Henry says she can't imagine having the heads of state agencies make such decisions.
Here in Colorado, we put a lot of pride in our local control. Who better to know how to run their own community than the people that actually live in that community?
Commissioners in Adams County recently voted down an initial proposal for a natural gas pipeline. They didn't like the route. Developers eventually found a different route, and the commissioners approved the project several months later. The scenario worked for everyone, but Henry admits one downside to such local control is the risk of being sued.
It's always a concern, and yes, we have been sued by large utility companies. And sometimes we win and sometimes we lose.
But Adams is a huge county with 23 lawyers on the payroll, not a little town with a little budget. And while counties might like the approval process, utilities find it frustrating. In 2011, a Colorado State Task Force studied local control and whether to change to a system where one body would make all such decisions. The Colorado legislature decided to stick with local control, despite concluding it causes utility companies and developers unnecessary delays, increased cost, makes planning hard, and causes significant uncertainty due to varying standards.
The challenge here is that you will have to deal with multiple jurisdictions and obtain multiple permits from each of those jurisdictions.
That's Thomas J. Daugherty. He's a Colorado lawyer who often represents utility companies or energy projects.
Any one of those individual jurisdictions could say no or could impose a condition that would be extremely expensive or problematic in some way for the larger project.
If a local jurisdiction turns down a project, one possibility is to go to court, Daugherty says.
That would rarely succeed under Colorado law. The local government decision is given considerable deference.
The more likely approach is an appeal to the state's Public Utility Commission, but Daugherty says he's only aware of that happening three times. Daugherty says Colorado's system is not unique. There are six other states that give approval to local authorities. But in the Northeast, centralized control dominates. Vermont and Maine have similar systems to New Hampshire, though in Maine, towns can delay projects with temporary moratoria. Proponents say these systems do a better job of considering the big picture. Here's former vice chair of the New Hampshire SEC and former chair of the state's Public Utilities Commission, Doug Patch.
The advantages of the New Hampshire system, as I see it, are that New Hampshire takes a statewide look at issues related to transmission and generation, in large part because energy infrastructure is such a critical part of the state's underlying community. It's economic development, it's, you know, need for power in terms of looking at all of those issues.
And chances are slim of New Hampshire adopting a system like Colorado's.
I don't don't think we want to turn over to towns, which are actually all creations of state authority, the sole and exclusive responsibility to decide the fate of energy projects that may be important to the state and or the region.
That's Bob Backus, a state rep from Manchester, who's on the Science, Technology, and Energy Committee and who has a lot of experience with the SEC. But a reform that Backus does think is possible is for the SEC to make room for citizen representatives.
But we do want to make sure the towns have very broad opportunity for input and their voices will be heard.
Meanwhile, local input and representation is only one piece of the SEC review. Also on the docket are whether the committee needs its own dedicated staff, whether to adjust the specific guidelines for visual and noise impacts, and whether to link project approval to the need for the project and a broader state energy strategy. Recommendations for how to change the committee are due at the end of the month. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.